UFC 300, Carrera versus Hill, went down. I had to watch it again. It was an excellent event. It really was. The arrangements of the fights could have been done a little different, but it was a very, very good card. Very good card. And still, top to bottom, let's go. Let's do this here. Alex Poatan. Is it Poatan? Pereira? Defeated Jamal Hill. My God. Jamal, what were you thinking, man? What were you thinking? You Ultimate Fighting Championship. This is mixed martial arts. You're going up against a two-division glory kickboxer. A two-division UFC mixed martial arts champion. And you want to try and stand. Well, why aren't we utilizing all of the skills that you can utilize in mixed martial arts? That was one of the keys to success and for victory. Alex Pereira is a striker with some takedown defense. He's only got a couple fights, man. What, 12 fights or something? He's a standout, man. A standout. Congratulations to the champ. Mike, what do you say, man? What do you say? Alex Pereira hit my ute. And before he had gone, what, maybe 12 degrees, his eyes had rolled up into his head. He was out, falling down. Then Alex was... Actually, no, let's rewind. Sorry. Let's rewind this here. So Pereira gets licked, you know, cup shots, as they call it, you know. And Mr. Herbster was running over there to try and say, yo, hold up, are you okay? We need some time, blah, blah, blah. Alex didn't even look upon Herb, Mr. Herbster. He was like, yo, move, my you. Listen, it's time to work now, yeah? Didn't take his eye off Jamal. Jamal, what did he do? A left hook or something like that? Something. They did some kind of exchange. And Alex just nailed him real nice, man. And it wasn't clean as well. It wasn't a clean punch. Took him to the netherworlds, to the other realms where he wasn't present. He separated Jamal from his consciousness and followed up. First round, KO. I expected a little bit more. The leg kicks were excellent. And Jamal's got some good leg kicks as well. I mean, again, he came into this with this kind of, you know, I got the power, which he does. I'm going to do some kickboxing thing. Yeah, man. I think Jamal did himself a disservice with that. I think it could have been a little bit more competitive, should we say. Moving on, women's strawweight title bout. Weili Zhang, or should we say Zhang Weili, as the Chinese would do, last name first.
This episode is sponsored by Supreme of the UK. Click the link in the description and support the broadcast.
Defeated Zhan Yangnan, who is tough as hell. I will say that. She defeated her three times. She beat Yan Yangnan three times in that co-main event. The first round, she submitted her. So that's the first victory. In round number one, it was real close to the end as well. Real close. She was unconscious. Weili had to push her unconscious body off herself to get up. And Jason Herzog's looking at her like to say, "Oh, wait, what are you going to do? You're going to get up and fight? Or are you still unconscious?" Rather than say, no, hold up. You're out, man. You are out. We need to stop this fight. Look, call it off. Wave the hands. No, he's allowing the corner to run over there and help her and all kind of madness. And then, what was it? Was it the third round? One of the rounds shortly after. Whaley's flipping got her all flatted out, wailing on her. Whaley Young, Zhang, or Zhang Whaley, however you want to do it. He's wailing on poor Zhang Nan. I don't know how many unanswered blows she took, but even Mr. Ho Hogan, aka Joe Rogan, and DC are saying they've got to stop this. They've got to stop this soon. I'm sure, was it the second round? I can't even damn remember. But she got battered, man. She got some power. She was using pure power. She was switching positions and stuff. She got a couple of takedowns herself. It proves that she is, I guess I say, tough as hell, tough as old boots, quote unquote. And she can hang, man. She can hang to a point because, in essence, I would say she only won one round. But yeah. And still women's strawweight champion. I want to see her and Bullet Valentina Shevchenko go. That's what I want to see. Yeah. I know Valentina, we got to see what she does when she comes back with that rematch thing. But, we'll see what they do. Okay, let's go on to the fight that stole the whole card. Justin the Destroyer. I don't know about these highlights. Justin the Highlight. Justin the Destroyer, who over the last couple of fights has been a lot more strategic in regards to his game plan. Got beat by a 145er, a featherweight, who came up, had a lot of time to put on the correct weights. He's durable as hell. Actually, I will say this, Justin knocked him down. He was the only person to actually knock Max Holloway down in his career. Can't score a knockdown on him. It's never been finished. It didn't really damage him apart from his leg. And Justin always does that. The speed, man, the speed and movement was more than apparent in this match. Max Holloway did the thiggle whistle. His performance was out of this damn world. I think this is one of his best performances. I mean, the Calvin Kattar one, that was his volume, man. That was pure volume. This was strategic, man. This was very strategic. Those spinning back kicks, the first one broke him damn nose, potentially, they said. May have been a jab or something, or a hook that broke his nose. But he, after that first round, he must have done that spinning back kick, I don't even know, maybe four or five times. And he was nailing them. He was nailing them pretty consistently. And, we get to the fifth round. We get to the fifth round. And Max said, let me do a Ricardo Lamas, if that's the right pronunciation. Let me do one of those vibes from a couple years back. Points to the center and said, let's go, Justin. Let's do this. Let's do this. And they exchanged, and Max caught him clean on his jaw. And poor Justin Gaethje face planted. Now let's rewind, because that was just like the snapshot of it. Justin got touched and wobbled in the first. He got wobbled at least three times. Max got wobbled a couple times, not majorly, but listen, Max just took lower limb, lower body damage. Look at how Max looked after Dustin Poirier, and look how he looked after that 5-round BMF championship bout, which he won via KO. It's apples and oranges, man. What do we say? Justin is still an excellent competitor, and he hasn't lost a step. He's just, it was a tricky matchup, man, and styles make fights. Max had the appropriate footwork and movements to shut down Gaethje's offense and in turn enable Max to do his thing. Congratulations to the new and new BMF champion, Max Blessed Holloway. Charles de Bronx Oliveira took on Armin Sarukian, and it was a competitive of sorts battle. And Sarukian, he did his thing. He dominated top control, but he didn't really pull off a lot in regards to the actual punishment. He did some nice elbows and cut him up open, won a 3-round split decision victory. It was close, in my opinion. Yeah, man, Charles, he didn't seem as urgent as he should have been, in my opinion. But congratulations to Armin. He got booed and stuff. Anna Nutton, he's moving on up. I want to see that part two. Him and Islam Makhachev. That's what we need to see. Both very much improved. Charles, Anna Nutton, you probably need to do two more fights unless you get a real nice fight in between to potentially fight for the title again. But he had the ability to beat him. He definitely had the ability to beat him. I knew it was going to be no walk-off thing. That guillotine that he was able to escape in the first round was tight, man. It was real tight. Bo Nickel finally made it to the second round. You know, I was very humble. He didn't think his performance was the best, but he did his thing. It almost looks like Cody Brundage. He gave it his all, and then he was like, you know what? Let me just fall into this submission kind of thing, you know. I don't know, there's some conspiracy theorists will have their tinfoil hats, suits, and shoes on, and they're gonna say that fight was rigged. It's like three card Monty. But you know, congratulations to Bo Nickel. Let's see the improvement of competition as he moves up. Yuri Prochazka looked awkward as hell, man. That was an awful performance, but he actually got the victory. Alexander Rakic looked absolutely excellent and was chewing him up in every single moment of that fight until he lost it. Shit. He was looking very good, man. Leg kicks, the activity. I don't even know what the damn statistics was on this fight, but Alexander Rakic, hold your head up high. You know, anything can happen in mixed martial arts. You were on the way to beating Yuri Prochazka, the former light heavyweight, sorry, champion. Congratulations to Yuri. He managed to pull it out of the bag. He was getting mobbed on them leg kicks. His leg is going to be destroyed. He's going to be rendered useless potentially. But congratulations, Aljamain, the Funk Master Sterling, former reigning and defending bantamweight champion, who should—I'll always mention this as everyone does—should have had his rematch against Sugar Sean. Moved up, made his featherweight debut against Calvin. I don't know what his moniker is. Calvin Cater? Does he have a moniker? Minano. But they went 3 rounds. Wasn't the most exciting fight, but Aljo looked very good for the weight division, for the weight class. And he got a unanimous decision victory. Congratulations. Calvin didn't look his the best. Aljo, look, do a quick turnaround. Say, listen, say, look, I'm fresh, just on the camp. Put me back up in there. Let's do this. Turn around quick, man. No, you're not. Do no 5-round fights and nothing like that. Don't worry about that. And then just say, listen, put me on a co-main event or wherever you want to do is put me in. Put me in, coach. And you know, first fight in featherweight. Let's see what we can do, man. Yeah, I know we've got some spectacular performances out of you to come, Aljo. So get your management on the blower to Sean Shelby or whoever the hell, and you know, let's get him back in. Let's get him back in. Poor Holly Holmes, man. What on earth? Shit. Harrison, congratulations. You made weight. She didn't come in here into the UFC in Las Vegas hopping on one leg. She successfully made weight. She looked ripped as hell. She always does, but she's obviously come down from the 155. Congratulations. Holly, what were you thinking? Poor woman. The Dana White saying, yo, I think she should be retiring and stuff. Oh man. Second round submission. The game plan was not employed correctly. She's trying to grapple in the first round in the clinch, well, clinch work and grapple. Harley, come on. Yeah, you want to surprise her for a point, but get on that damn bike, man. That pump, that 1-2 out of there, make all those noises and the head kick and all these sounds on body kicks. That was crazy, man. Well, congratulations to Kayla Harrison. You know, she says she wants to be a champ before the end of this year. Women's bantamweight. Let's see what it do. Sadiq Youssef, man, took on Diego Lopez, who is a star. Man. First round, TKO, 1 minute, 29 seconds in. What can we say? A tremendous performance. Very good performance. There were some very good, you know, there were some good performances on this card, man. Jalen Turner, he's going to be kicking himself. He's screwing. He's like, he's going to be looking at all social media and people going to be saying, why you walk off for a finish? Why you finish him? This walk-off KO thing, you ain't Mark Hunt, sibling. You were not Mark Hunt, okay? You were not separating people from their consciousness and walking off like, I don't know. And you wait till that referee says, that's enough. And then you walk off with your hands in the air, put your toes through the cage and jump on the cage and all that madness, however you want to celebrate. But you do not walk away thinking, say, and listen, unless you blatantly know my man's out, like, little ref, you really want me to continue bossing my man? He's done. And Renato Moicano, the money man, says, you should have finished me. You should have finished me, man, because I cannot afford to lose. And he got the TKO in the second round. Congratulations. And he went on the mic. He didn't even say nothing about the fight. He was just flowing a stream of consciousness, providing literary works to read and the gun laws and First Amendment. The First Amendment is right to bear arms, isn't it? I don't think he mentioned freedom of speech. But he was going off on one man. Congratulations. Entertaining, entertaining, entertaining. Jessica Andrade, Maria Rodriguez. Yeah, it is what it is. Jessica won the fight. We move on. Bobby the King Green took on Jason. I don't know. When did this. He had a different moniker. Now they're calling him Effing Miller. Minna about that. I don't understand it. It is what it is, I guess. Creative stuff and whatever. But poor Jim, man. Durable veteran. He's gonna be very much sore. You're gonna see he's went through like he's gonna look like he's in a car accident, an RTA, a road, a traffic accident. That's how he's gonna look like today, moving on until all that stuff heals up. He got battered by Bobby Green. I don't know, Jim. Why weren't we trying to mix stuff up? You could. I know. Look, I'm not a professional fighter. We know this. But you've got the skills, man, to pay the bills as you've been doing. You fought on 100, 200, now 300. And we didn't mix it up, man. We're thinking, say, oh, I'm in one championship. And, you know, I'm fighting in kickboxing or Muay Thai rules, or I'm in glory or something. Like, huh? We ain't shooting for no take that. Actually, wait a minute. Did he? I don't think he did. I don't think Jim did. I think maybe towards the end, he was getting bossed up and stuff. Come on, man. Jim, your game plan. But don't get it twisted. You did boss him a couple of times. You did catch Bobby, I think, twice. Now, nothing major, but you did catch him. And yeah, you know what? And he rushed him, didn't he? Rush him? Yeah, but Bobby just looked slick, man. Very technical, excellent sniper-like destruction of another opponent. Congratulations to Bobby King Green. And look, I don't know what people were talking about Cody Garbrandt. Cody Garbrandt's good, but Davison Figueiredo. Forget about it, boss. Forget about it. Slow start. One thing I will say, one critique I will say about Davison. The slow start, man. I know you got to read people and all that kind of thing, but it's loud at, man. You need to speak on. Pace, man. Pick this pace up. Pick it up. Pick it up. Pick it up. Pick it up. I mean, look, he used to be a berserker, and he's, he's a lot more measured and calm now, but I think the pace needs to be increased just a little some, and allow him to get all these leg kicks up on you and all that. But yo, hold your head up high, Cody. You're still in it to win it. You got submitted. So Davison is not just he's not just swinging hands, especially now he's moved up. He's like, listen, we can't do some of this wrestling and jujitsu thing still and go for some submissions because, I'm moving up and thing. You man's gonna have a bit more power than me. So, and I am in an organization that only fights mixed martial arts. So let's do the thizzle wiggle. It's lovely. I love striking. I love striking, but look. You gotta mix it up. You got to mix this thing up. Excellent card, as I said. I was kind of losing my patience with the UFC with these little stupid ass Apex events that they've been doing. But they come back with this 300 with the whack poster. But the fights delivered. The majority of the fights delivered. And Max Holloway got $600,000 minus his taxes and his fees and all that, plus his show and win money, unless he's negotiated just to, a flat rate, because that's what an astute what are they called again? Independent contractor would do rather than having these stupid show and win money contracts. So, congratulations, congratulations. It was a good event. I don't know. Hey, let's talk about the elephants in the room. What's with. Oh, it's a business. We get it. We get it. Stake.com, VeChain, this something, dude wipes. Come on, people. Dude wipes. Every minute they're talking about dude wipes, dude wipes. So. Why can't, if a man needs to use wet papers, which are flushable, which you shouldn't be because they're clogging up all of the damn sewer systems, because they're not. Anyway, anyone with any sense would know you shouldn't be flushing any of those kind of things down the toilet. But anyway, so if you need to use such item, hasn't something been invented for quite some time called baby wipes? Why on earth wouldn't you be using that? My gosh, man. Marketing, man. They'll market anything to anybody. But look at all of the promotion. The Octagon floor was just jam-packed full of advertisements. And then Ryan Reynolds is doing the damn, what is it? Some film. The Fall Guy? Colt Seavers? I didn't even know nothing about that, man. They got nothing. Hollywood have got no imagination these days. With Bionic Man, who's going to be the Bionic Man? Yeah, if we're going to go for the Colts, Seavers type vibe, let's do the Bionic Man. Let's do Wonder Woman. We're doing Fall Guy. We've done Roadhouse in name only. Yeah, Roadhouse in name only. Conor McGregor's acting debut. Strange dubbing over some of his lines. It was interesting. It was good. It was good. That kind of role does suit him. I can see him, transitioning into that kind of lane. But that wasn't Roadhouse I know of. Anyway, yeah.